Where do the stem cells come from when it lives in a confused area as in the vision center of the brain? Where do the stem cells come from when they are coming out of what appears to be the differentiated cell center of the brain as in the vision center? Now, this is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, and this is sort of a response to the School of the Master seminar on stem cells that was held this August, and goes on to point out some of the details. Now, what are stem cells? I think that's perhaps the biggest question that we have in front of us. What are stem cells? Stem cells are not little white cells that are dashing all around being pure and beautiful and being born in our brain or out of our brain. Stem cells are a concept. Stem cells are a concept. And everything we are is a concept. If they are not a concept, then they are subject to all the frailties that a human or a physical experience is subject to. Our original purity and integrity never changes. Our original purity and integrity is that from which all is formed. Now, cells come out of our original purity and integrity, and they come out, for instance, as a cell that will be in the vision center to see. Okay. Now, we have these beautiful stem cells born in our vision center as a concept and as a fact. And the stem cells are in themselves absolutely pure and beautiful, our original purity and integrity. Then we mix up these stem cells with our attitude, with our vision of who we are, and we say, uh-oh, there's a war over there. I see a war. I see illness. I see unhappiness. And so then we take away the pure vision that the stem cells have of their original purity and integrity, and we put in them instead other ideas, other concepts. And the other concepts are concepts of limitation, concepts of not unconditional love, you know. And these concepts do not change the stem cells. They put a dust coat or a cloak over the stem cells, making us think that the stem cells have changed, that they have become the differentiated cell of the vision center. Now, the cells are in contact with the vision center, and the vision center itself is a concept, and that concept puts a cloak over the stem cells and says, this is the filter through which you will operate in the human body. Now, little children are pretty clear of this here. Little children generally are absolutely pure. They live in their original purity and integrity. And because little children do this, they do not experience the limitations that adults do. A little child sees perfectly clear at birth. A little child has absolute perfect vision, not 20/20, absolute perfect vision beyond 20/20. The little child sees everything. The little child sees its parents, it sees the house, it sees the rooms where it lives, it sees all these things, and it sees them perfectly with its eyes closed. And when it opens its eyes, then because something has happened in that room, the attitudes of adults, get out of here, you're bothering the child. You know, I'm feeding the child right now, get away from here. See, all these little things, they weren't meant to be unkind. But the child interprets them as something that is trying to mold or change its opinion of itself, its reality of itself, its original purity and integrity. So, This is how that part takes place. Now, the same thing takes place further back, when our stem cells first come peeping out, which they're always there, but when we first draw our attention to them. And then we say that our body is limited. We hear from the doctor that our body is limited. We hear from our parents that we come with certain genes and chromosomes, and these are limiting. We hear all this nonsense that get into our stem cell coordinations, and they live in this limitation and irritation. Now, the stem cells never change. It's just the cloak that they put on. It's just the dust coat that they put on. And this dust coat or cloak appears to be real, because it's what they see, and it's what they know. And if a little child is told he's a genius all the time, he'll be a genius, truly. If a little child is told he's a naughty boy and he's stupid and he'll be bad, that's what he'll be, because that's what he's creating around himself. That's what he's creating in his life. Now, our original purity and integrity never changes. Stem cells come from our original purity and integrity, our reality nature. Where does the stem cell come from when it lives in a confused area, as in the vision center? The stem cell comes from only one place. It comes from our original purity and integrity. Now, let's get ourselves in order here. Where does our original purity and integrity come from? It comes from our allness. We are the allness of the universe, and our original purity and integrity is the allness of the universe. So we are the allness of the universe. Now, I teach you this concept, and it's a difficult concept. It's a concept that only a master can appreciate. I teach you this concept. You are the only being on the face of the earth. You are the only one here. You. Not what someone else thinks, not what someone else says, not what someone else does, but you. You are the only person here. So if you look at yourself, you are looking at your original purity and integrity. You're looking at your original purity, and you're looking with your original purity and integrity. You're looking in your original purity and integrity. There's nothing else but your original purity and integrity. And this is why stem cells that are undifferentiated cells, not given a responsibility yet, seemingly can come out of confusion, seemingly can come out of limitation, because that's how they're viewed. In truth, they are their original purity and integrity. In truth, that's all they will ever know. And in truth, we will get out our vacuum cleaners, and we'll get out our diamond cleaning materials, and we'll clean this wonderful original purity and integrity within us. We'll clean it off. It doesn't need to be cleaned. It is of itself absolutely fantastic. But we have encrusted it with limiting ideas, saying I'm human, saying I can't, saying I am not good, saying these are my genes, chromosomes, and all that sort of nonsense, and that's silly. That's absolutely silly. Now, do you think that any person sitting in our master seminar this past month for 7 solid days listening to me share these ideas, do you think they might have got that idea? Do you think they might have got that idea that they're the only person in the world, and that they are living in their original purity and integrity? How many times do I say this? How many times will I say this? I don't care. It's the truth, and it's easy to say. But when will you listen and apply it to yourself and realize that? Get your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits, because the divine circuits work on a what?
Stem cells.
Yeah.
On the original purity.
Yeah. They work on concepts.
Oh, yeah.
On symbols. They do not work on the illusions that are constantly changing that we think are so real. They work on the original purity and integrity. They work on the concept. Now, the original purity and integrity, the original purity and integrity cannot be illusion. It can only be a concept because it's unchangeable. It's unchangeable. It is a principle. The original purity and integrity can never be changed. It is always there in its original purity and integrity form. And that's great. So, think about this. Think about this. Every time you want to blame anything else in your world for something happening, you blame people for war, you blame people for illness, you blame people for being unkind. If you live in your original purity and integrity, you will live in the symbol. You'll live in the concept. And there will be no illusions out there to tear it down or build it up. It'll just be its original purity and integrity. And there will be nothing to change, no person to improve. There will be no condition to make better, because everything will be your original purity and integrity, who you are, the concept of who you are. Think on these things, because they're really powerful. They're really beautiful. And they're who you are. And they're who I am. So, where does the stem cell come from when it lives in the confused area as in the vision center? The stem cell is our original purity and integrity, and it never changes. Stem cells come from our original purity and integrity, our reality. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.